Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendia RE. Mm-hmm. That's courtesy of Juju. I'm Jack, that's Miles.
Yep.
And this is What's Trending. Miles, do I sound different to you? Specifically, the left half of my body.
Yeah, it sounds more right.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, well, what's going on? What did you, are you?
I got my vaccination, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Pfizer'd, Vax Daddy.
Pfizer'd out.
Oh, you Pfizer'd out?
Macking all the honeys.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucking tight.
Big time. Yeah. Went through Carbon.
Carbon Health? Cabron,
yes,
Health?
Carbon. Okay. Carbon.
Cabron Health? Yeah, what'd that Cabron I tell you over there?
They went to Cal State, and it was a ship-shape operation, well done to the CDC, and I think it was LA Fire Department was running the show.
I'll trust LAFD most of the time, you know.
Yeah, but so I got the Pfizer. Come to find out, I'm gonna need to get another one of these dang things, probably within 12 months. Well, first of all, I'm gonna need to get the second dose, obviously. This premise really broke down quickly on me, but. the Pfizer dude, Mr. Pfizer, said that we're probably going to need to be getting the boosters for our vaccines.
Sure. I mean, if that keeps people safe, great.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Can they stick it in that flu shot? Yeah.
Can they stick it in that?
Yeah, mix it up.
Oh, like a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner?
A little
I don't know about mixing heroin and cocaine, but
no, I was just saying the safe speedball.
Do you recall?
Do I ever mix heroin and cocaine? Rarely. Only on like Christmas Eve, special occasions.
Do you remember the track Speedballin' by Outkast?
I don't think so. No.
I think it was on Stankonia, but it may have only just been on the Tomb Raider soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
I think, yeah. Oh, shit. Was it only? See, this was back when, like, shit wasn't even on albums.
Right.
And it was songs like, speed balling, 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 woo, It just sounded like you were speedposed. Anyway, right. Shout out Andre again.
A lot of people were like, you guys have to admit, like, people were like, I used to be this way where I had the contrarian take, the big boy's actually better than Andre, but you actually don't need to have either of those takes. You can just be like, they're both among the greatest musicians ever.
Yeah. So, I think we have to move past the like rankings can only work in like a sporting context where it's like one goal better than none.
And even then, like, the Jordan Pippen thing, and like people were like, Pippen was actually as Jordan.
I'm just saying to determine who won a fucking game.
Oh, right. Even then, Miles, it's subjective. Okay. It's subjective. Nobody knows.
What's in that ball? What kind of air did they put in there? Nitrogen?
Thank you. All right. Let's tell the people what's trending besides my left arm. Disneyland. Hashtag Disneyland is trending because they opened up ticket sales.
Yeah. And this shit was apparently people were breaking down the internet doors. The amount of spice and vitriol on Twitter right now with people being like, if you got a fucking Disney ticket and you're not from SoCal, fuck you. It's like, holy shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, as if you guys weren't already trying to overcome the optics that there wasn't something deeply unsettling about it being adult Disney brained.
Right.
Yeah, now you're getting angered towards people that also have been bit by the bug. I don't know. So that just shows you the power of Disney still. Like, that, for some people, that will be this return to normal.
Well, there's also this kind of simmering tension because the people who treat Disney like a place to hang out every day got screwed by it, like, during the pandemic, right? We talked about on this show that they, like, changed the rules around getting, like, season passes so that you have to, like, pay per time you go as opposed to just get the season pass and go there every day and hang out.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we don't actually, like having people who are part of Disney gangs necessarily.
Right.
Who, like, feel ownership over certain streets in the park and, like, take over the whole culture of what it feels like. And those people who, you know, technically among the most loyal customers of Disneyland are pissed. They feel like, you know,
it's my right to colonize Disneyland.
Yeah. And
fuck it. We should just colonize Disneyland. Like a kind of interesting movement.
That would be cool.
Colonize these theme parks with just real unsettling shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be like, oh, just so you know, I want to wake you up out of your little Disney fucking bath that you use to get comfortable.
I mean, it's very similar to, you know, what it was like when I was a kid with the mall. You know, you'd go hang out at the mall, didn't buy shit, or you'd, like, buy a drink, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, like, look at things that you wish you could buy and talk to girls.
Yeah. What can they? Exactly. And then nervously, you know, try and buy a CD that had an explicit lyric warning on there and hope that the cashier person was cool and not something like, are you 17? Are you 18?
Oh, man. I still remember buying Naughty by Nature, putting the tape inside a different tape sleeve and, like, hiding it from my parents when I, like, got home from the tape store.
I remember being in New Jersey and Wu-Tang Forever came out. And I had to get the album because it was a double CD. And I was not old. And I was like 13 or whatever at the time. And my older friend had to buy it. But he was not into hip hop. He definitely, his vibe is not hip hop. So when I asked him to take it, I remember I thought we were burned at the same goodie. Because he took it up to the counter. And the checkup lady, she was this black woman. She looked at him and said, you like Wu-Tang? And I was like, we're fucked. Like,
be cool.
I'm like, yes, bro, say enter the 36 chambers right now. Say that shit. You're dealing with the 36 chambers. And he was like, yeah. And it didn't matter because she was just more like, at that point, just was sort of getting over the optics of what a Wu-Tang fan looked like.
So, Wu-Tang Forever was, like, sophomoric in the best way. They, like, gave us so much. And, like, you know, it wasn't like a perfect album like some of the, you know, like Enter the 36 Chambers and some of the solo pieces, but it was just, there's so much. It was, fun. It's exactly what you want from a second effort. It was fun.
Exactly. And a second effort with like nine members fighting over mic time. So yeah. And then, well, sure. Then you could add Capadonna and the auxiliary woo people, but
yeah. Scary Hours from that, still one of my favorite songs of all time.
Deep cut.
Merrick Garland is trending. What's that fella up to?
Well, I think it's just rhetorically, it's being brought up rhetorically in the sense that there's obviously talks about expanding the Supreme Court now to add more justices. Mm-hmm. And obviously conservatives are like, what are they trying to do? Even it out?
Right.
Fuck. So they're all screaming about like, this is how they steal your power. Mm-hmm. And many people are like, hey, assholes, you right. denied Merrick Garland a fucking hearing 8 months before an election, and then you confirmed Amy Coney Barrett in fucking 3 seconds after people said they don't fuck with this administration. So please shut all the way up and take your complaints to the shit aisle.
Where Nancy's open, but the Pelosi is loose.
I mean, look, they got to... I've not bothered to hear what she has to say ever since super producer Anna shared that one headline from The Hill where she's like, if I was at the insurrection,
things would have gone down different.
Yeah, I'm a fighter. Oh, no, you're not. You're not. Yeah. You're not.
All you need is that either. Headline followed by, I think she then sent the video of her taking a knee, but then needing help to get to her feet, which I'm sure she...
No, you know what, Nancy does. She's dismissed the progressive court backing legislation. She's dismissive, as is Joe Biden, because they are both.
They should be the conservative.
They're
party.
Just racist, and they're old, and they don't know how to.
They're old, racist conservatives who somehow are at the forefront of what passes for the left in these United States.
They're old as shit. They're old as shit. I don't know what the fuck someone that old can lead us on, aside from reminiscing about the fucking 50s.
Right.
But other than that, I'm like, honestly, like in an era where this country is just dying because of its lack of imagination and forward movement, it's like, yeah, whatever. But this is... this is America.
That's our catchphrase. let's talk NBA. Let's kind of zigzag between depressing shit and this is actually kind of a depressing story, to be honest. LaMarcus Aldridge, who fairly, I remember when he came into the league. I remember when he was just yay high being 7 feet tall, but he's got one of the great mid-range games at the worst possible time. Like his mid-range jumper was the most automatic, like 15-foot jumper in the history of the game. But it's just like that. He came into the league right as people were like, so the one thing we're not going to do is ever take mid-range shots ever again.
The game has evolved too quickly.
So he, in his last NBA game, he was experiencing heart palpitations and has retired, prematurely at the age of 35.
Yeah.
And I'm just very thankful they caught it early when it comes to the hearts of 7-footers, man. You cannot be too, too conservative. One of my dad's players, passed away. He was a 7-footer. He was 22 years old and just in the middle of the night just randomly had a heart attack. Peak physical condition.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see, it's the one of the most upsetting things to see is to watch a competitor die while they're playing a sport, and it happens. Not that it's like just a terrible runaway problem that we have, but yeah, heart conditions are some of the scariest shit. So yes, as this Ringer article says, LaMarcus Aldridge walks away because ball isn't life.
Yeah,
that's true. It's not.
Yeah. Shout out to Chris Daniels, who was the center at UD, was like leading the nation in field goal percentage the year before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
But his little brother, Antonio Daniels, went on to the NBA and had a really cool career.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic is trending just because of, I don't know, like what kind of like Mike shit he has going on with like a genie, but yeah. like he just throws shit up that I don't
get out of here, Luca.
He hit a game winner that was like a shovel pass game winning three, which is pretty crazy. But yeah,
1.8 seconds left, and like it's I don't know, it's just great. He's so good. I'm not upset right. by that. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. This, what do you say when you're looking at players like this that are just fucking good? So they're gonna they hit shots like that.
Yeah.
And that body control too, because he's bent over. He's like scooping underneath the defenders, trying to block him up high. And he's like, ugh! And I think just to be able to like maintain your body shape, to still be like, I'm in a weird position, but I still need to release the ball in a certain way. And to be able to do that, it gives you appreciation for the simple game of basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. It's truly incredible. Again, like one of those. That it's cool that like the thing that like people are getting better at is like shot making. It's just like Kyrie, Steph, obviously Damian Lillard and Luka Doncic like make shots that just don't look like they should even be taken in the first place.
Cause like a lot of the fitness and training they do is so much to do with balance and stuff and shooting as many different body shapes as possible. And like, when we're at that level of like mastery of a game and you're like, I got dribbling down, passing. How about shooting on my, like on the wrong foot, falling backwards, right,
like falling out of bounds.
And I do about 700 of those a day. On Tuesdays, I do them falling forward on my dominant foot. Like it's like,
right,
of course. Cause you have like, that's how you end up making shit like that. Cause it's just,
you're right. It is basically like to someone who is an idiot like me, it looks like just great shot making. But like when you get down to the fundamentals of it, it's like innovations in footwork, basically. Yeah.
And to even have the coordination to be like, oh yeah, I've worked on this element of my game enough is shooting contested shots in really weird positions, that is just going to add more, you know, flavor to the game.
Yeah. Nets for Sixers was trending last night, was a real snooze fest up until the end. But the Nets sat two of the big three, and then Kyrie didn't even play in the fourth quarter, and they still took our ass like down to the wire. But, you know, it was like a 6-point victory. Hopefully the Sixers can use some of that as motivation, because they played like they weren't taking the Sixers seriously.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess maybe, you know, Doc's quotes rang true, and he's like, who are we playing? Oh, the Nets?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I guess we can get something together for that. And they did, luckily. So
yeah, they did.
There you go.
Adam Toledo is trending. This is a 13-year-old child who was shot to death by a Chicago police officer after a chase, and they just released the body camera footage, and the thing the Chicago police said was a fucking lie. They said that he, I don't know, was like making a move at the officer, that the officer thought he was like pulling a gun. He was in fact holding his hands in the air when he was murdered by a police officer, a 13-year-old child. So,
we'll keep doing this until enough people are tired of seeing this, but
I mean,
and what's wild is like the video's there as if we need to see this, but unfortunately for people who don't know, I believe what is being said about the police when I hear victims of police brutality. I don't have the desire or need to see with my own eyes the depravity of these people. But like, it's even there. And if you can even watch something like that, you know, you could watch I guess enough people were able to watch a fully grown man be slowly strangled to death. Yeah. And even other, like Ahmaud Arbery, his video was there too for many people to see plainly. Yeah, this is just fucking, I don't know, until like politicians can sort out how they want to message keeping people safe, because it's how they message it. It's like, well, it's a wedge issue. No, murdering innocent children isn't a wedge issue. Or murdering innocent unarmed people isn't a wedge issue. It's only a wedge issue if you are actually on some level invested in the status quo. Then it's a wedge issue for you.
And these people should not have guns. The police officers, the police should not have guns. Like, they And if they still want to do the job without guns, then like they probably are doing the job for the right reason. But these
right
people, like, it's just that seems like I think a lot of people think that's an extreme position, but I just think that's where we need to go.
It's so multi-pronged, you know, because I think it's disingenuous to just say, well, we need to abolish the police.
Right.
That's the problem. It's just that we have police. And yes, it just on that sense, I agree. Yes, the police are a fucking problem. But the bigger problem is that we have criminalized poverty.
Yes.
That's the biggest fucking problem. People do shit that is out of the norm or seen as antisocial when you have no recourse. And the only thing to do is now rely on survival mechanisms that will run counter to the written law. But what are you supposed to say to somebody who has children that they need to feed?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, or someone who has been completely made to be look at their own life with this sense of nihilism that they say, oh, well, there's literally without even trying, there's no option for me except to do something extra legal.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole warrior cop training, I had an episode of Bastards I did talks about like this dude who is made a huge career out of like going from precinct to precinct, basically convincing cops that like they need to be ready to kill at the drop of a hat. And he's had a ton of success. And if you challenge what he's telling them, they will be, you know, they'll be petulant and stop responding to police calls and be like, well, you guys were questioning us, but the, you know, violent crime has declined by more than 70% since 1993, and the police have just gotten more violent. And, you know, there's just no excuse.
No.
Jonathan Pentland is the name of a big racist military instructor who, like, came out on the street. Just another video of, you know, a white supremacist, white supremacying, just challenging a young, like, shy teenage black man who's like walking through his neighborhood, like asking him, telling him he has to explain to him why he's there, and then telling him like that he better leave because he's like walked in the wrong neighborhood, just like straight up like sundowning type shit. Like it could have been from the fucking 50s. Yeah. So anyways, that guy, Jonathan Pentland, was arrested. Hopefully he's fired.
And I'll tell you this, people who really know that guy are not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my challenge to people is, if you know people who you would not be surprised if they ended up going viral for some shit like that, cut them the fuck out of your life or speak to them or something. But people rock with these people for too long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh man, Jonathan's just kind of, you know how he gets when he drinks. Oh, no, he's a good guy. Like,
right.
When people show you their ass like that, you need to actually determine if y'all are the same asshole. And if you are, then fine. You know, then I wish you much distress. But if not, like, begin to carve out a place in your life that is about being positive or enriching other people.
Well, speaking of much distress, J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh,
are...
God, if this fucking day couldn't get bad enough. J-Lo.
Yeah, I don't know. They broke up. A-Rod, like, posted some maudlin, you know,
dude,
sad video about
shit.
if you're posting a video,
there he is. Come on,
after
big
a breakup, that score by Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
You might be A-Rod.
It really feels like the kind of shit you'd laugh at, like I feel like that it makes sense for him. Coldplay is the height of sad boy breakup music for him.
Yeah
As you long just be look at your old fucking albums, look at these photographs, I used to get with J-Lo's ass, and now he's just having to be all dude. Honestly, Coldplay, that's not the wave for these things. But
it's, and just like such fuck boy shit to like, he cheated on her, and then when she finally breaks up with him, like, you know, 2 months too late in my opinion. you know, is he's like, I don't know what happened. Why is she tear so mad stream at me?
Down on my face. Okay.
A-Rod's writing poetry.
Yeah.
Tough week for A-Rod, you know, the number one pick, the future of the franchise that he's in the process of trying to purchase. Was like, who is that? I don't know that.
Yeah,
man.
That's not a good way to get the morale up of your players.
Yeah,
of the team that you're buying. Like, yo, him? The Coldplay crybaby?
Yeah, come on, man. This is
and
not
look,
how
I'm not saying
Anthony...
you can't be all sad and shit,
right?
Because that's life. But don't be so transparent with it that it looks like you don't even give a fuck. And you're doing it to, like, when you do, it's like the kind of shit where, like, I hope J-Lo sees this. Like, no.
I just want her to be happy.
If she sees how sad I am, then she'll feel bad, and then she'll forget I was bad.
Breakup videos online are just kind of, they're entertaining, but also, like, just watching people play themselves in, like, very profound ways.
You love to see it, though, sometimes.
You do sometimes.
Oh, no, this is only hurting yourself. And you're going about this the wrong way, but I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right, guys, that is what is trending this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.